Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, and welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Monday, the 22nd of June, 2020. We're all enjoying our summer holidays. No, we're not. We're halfway through the season. How about that? We have got on tonight's show, Colin McKee. How are you doing, Cole?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Steve. Doing good.
Excellent. And as a bonus, we've also got my best mate. I hesitated there, but all right. My best mate, Si Dugan. How are you doing, Dukes?
Yeah, good, Robbo. You right?
Not bad. You wound me up a second ago when I was trying to get it all sorted out with all the technology, but we'll bypass that. Right. Spurs versus Man United. Colin, go. What do you think?
Put me on the spot. Well, I'll get into it as we go along, but I'm not too happy. Was not happy at all with the performance. I know, like, we're only back, and there's been a long break, obviously, with everything that's been going on, but... You know, I thought we started not too bad. Thought United were probably better the first sort of 10, 15 minutes, and then we sort of grew into the game. I was surprised at the starting lineup as well, which I'm sure you guys will maybe chat on. So when I seen his first team, I was like, not too sure about this at the back. But I think it would sort of prove wrong with Eric Dyer there. I actually thought he was outstanding, even though he gave away that silly penalty. But, you know, to go in 1-0 up, obviously with a fantastic goal, I think we were all happy, buzzing, and then the second half, I just couldn't believe that we sat back the way we did. And I know he made his excuses about not having changes on the bench, but to me, the bench was still strong enough there to make different changes in the game. And it worries me, as you know, and anybody else that's listened, I was very, very happy when Mourinho got the job. I thought he was going to be the man to probably move us on, to toughen us up, but I'm a wee bit worried, Steve. Okay. I'm a wee bit worried, so I don't know. See what you guys think.
Doogie, what do you reckon?
Well, I think, look, for me, I think it what it actually shows is that maybe it isn't the problem with the manager. I've got a big issue with the manager, but ultimately the issue is the team, and it has been for about 18 months. And I think what we saw the other night is what we've seen for the last, probably 2 years now. You know, it's... You know, you could have picked that team. You knew what he was going to pick. I just think, you know, I don't enjoy watching them anymore, which is a big problem. Yeah. I think, and I don't want to get too much into Mourinho, but he's always got an excuse about whatever. Like whatever happens, there's always a reason, you know. And I just think he just gets too deep with it on. And you think, if he's like that with us, you know, what's he like with the players? I'm not impressed, first of all. And I don't think we're going to get much better. I think until we either invest in the team or we invest in the management, I think that's as good as it's going to get, personally.
So do you think that if he hypothetically... did have a bit of money, whatever, and was able yeah. to bring in other players, do you think we would see the team play better? Or is this the style of football we're watching, which I don't really know what it is? It's neither one thing or the other. I can't work it out. Can you?
Well, I think if you ask me, the problem we've had for 18 months is we need two new fullbacks. And we need a holding midfielder. And that hasn't changed for the last 18 months, has it?
No.
And I think you're right. What does he play? I was with a guy today who's a FIFA football coach. And he said to me, I thought Mourinho's tactics were brilliant. He's not even a Spurs fan. He's a Liverpool fan. He said, I thought Mourinho's tactics were fantastic. He said he nullified Man United. And apart from the mistake, he said, you'd have got away with a 1-0.
Yeah.
I get that, but I don't know. Colin?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what he's trying to say. I don't get it either. I think it's It's the typical, we're sort of, I think we've been spoilt, you know, what we watched under Pochettino there for his first probably 3.5 years. And we've all got used to this. I think we've all now realised part of our dreams that we're actually a good side. We're a top club. You know, we're up there competing for league titles, Champions League finals. So I think we've all got sort of excited in that. But you're right, it comes down to the investment into this squad. And that is the biggest thing that needs to happen. And my worry after watching Friday night and the style of play, it's not the style we want to see as fans. But we've said this about other teams. You know, people talk about West Ham, say, oh, we want to play the West Ham way. You know, what way is the West Ham way? You know, the same as what way is the Spurs way? But, you know, you want to be entertained. I watched Wolves the next day against West Ham, and I really enjoyed watching them. They played good, nice football, you know, the attacking football, they defended well, and they reminded me a wee bit of the way Spurs would have been. And I was sitting watching it going, when you look at the quality that we have, like he had everybody available bar Ali and Moura. And I don't think even if Moura had been there, he'd have started the game. I think the only change would have been Dele Alli, you know, to that starting 11. But I'm worried about it, but a major overhaul. You're saying fullbacks, defensive midfielder. But here, to me, we need another striker. We need a top-class striker. And I've seen a thing on Twitter as well. Look at Chelsea. They've went out and signed this boy, Werner, or whatever you call him. Like they've gave Lampard more money than Pochettino got in 5 years. You know, we need to invest.
But do you not think the problem I have with Mourinho is he's always got an excuse? Like his excuse, he's ultimately said that because we didn't have Dele Alli and we didn't have Lucas Moura, he couldn't make the changes he wanted to. Yeah. And you think, well, is he always going to have an excuse? Like is that just what we've got to get used to?
Yeah, I think it could be. After Friday night's game, it was the first time, and it's a terrible thing to say because we've been on this break for so long. You know, I was really quite worried after the game just by the style, the way he spoke, the tactics I didn't think were great. You know, I thought United were there for the taking for us. And to me, there could have been other changes made in that game, like Ndombele. You know, what's going on there? Like, we're bringing on Jetson. I know he's a new player and we haven't seen much of him, so I don't want to sort of sounding too negative about the guy, but to me it was crying out to bring the likes of him on. I'm sure Son could have been put up front, take Harry Kane off, you know, different things like that. Bergwijn, was he hurt, so he had to bring him off? You know, we weren't told that. I don't know. I think there could have been other changes.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, because you do, when you watch these managers, I mean, Pochettino, don't forget, was had a stinker for the first few months. I remember turning around to the bloke behind after 3 or 4 games and going, what are we doing? I thought this Pochettino guy was the man, and obviously he turned out to be pretty good for us, and you know, it improved the side a lot, and we were the nearly men, weren't we? We got to a lot of semi-finals, cut the finals, but and I don't think we quite challenged for the league, but we, you know, to be relatively securely in the top four for the first time ever in our history, was you know, a joy, of, as I've always said, coming away every Saturday or Sunday after watching Spurs, and we've got a win, walk into work on Monday morning, and we haven't had that feeling for a long, long time, apart from obviously the Champions League games when, you know, it was a joy walking in on a Monday, on a Thursday morning, I suppose, but. With Mourinho, you know, you think, okay, we go 1-0 up. I tweeted out at half-time, right, let's have a look then. That we're 1-0 up against Man United, who aren't up to much, really. Let's see the Mourinho tactics. Let's close it out. Yes, it was a dire mistake, which obviously I'm not putting on Mourinho, no way. But then after that, you think, did they create enough? Did we push on? Did we just go, let's settle for that? And then, again, yeah, with the substitutions, you're thinking, well, we've got some creativity. All right, we haven't got Ali, we haven't got Moura, but we've got other creative players, in particular Ndombele, and he doesn't bring him on. And you think, come on, we've got 5 subs we can use here. And again, you think, you know, if he brings him on and we don't do anything, you go, well, at least you can see what he's trying to do. But the fact that he didn't bring him on, you're thinking, what exactly is he playing for there? What is it? And then the excuses after the game, I'm perfectly happy for Jose to be smarmy and to wind up other managers and to say controversial things if he's defending us and being on our side. I've always thought he was a horrible, horrible manager when he was at Chelsea and United, because of the way that he spoke about his own side. Obviously, sometimes he would wind up his own players like Luke Shaw, but on the whole, he was just horrible, particularly when they played Arsenal. Do you remember? Well, that was a joy, actually, but whenever they played, it's always like, oh, nasty. But having him on our team, brilliant. But, you know, you've got to see, where is it going? I mean, I know he's only been there for a short while, but it's hard to see where it's all going. And he's a short-term manager anyway, so he's kind of got to be more impactful, hasn't he? Unless he's here for the long haul, in which case, you know, fine if he is. What do you reckon?
You're exactly right. You know, I think our big thing, I think in one of the last podcasts that we've done, we chatted about, you know, Mourinho, in my opinion, didn't take this job on without some guarantee of money, you know, of being able to bring in players. Obviously, with the situation in the world at the minute with COVID-19 and all what's happened, you know, we're reading reports that, you know, we have nothing now to spend, you know, other than selling a few players and looking at maybe some loanees or doing a bit of wheeling and dealing, you know. But it does worry me, you know, that maybe he won't get what he needs, because I think, as Simon said, there's a major overhaul of this team needs now to happen. I say a year and a half ago we started to maybe think that changes need to happen. We want the Potch to be backed. He wasn't backed. But, you know, realistically, are we going to spend the money that we need to let Mourinho possibly do the job that he wants to do? Because no matter what people say, to me, my opinion about him at Man United was that he didn't have a squad then like he has at Spurs, you know? So, like, that squad at Spurs, to me, are way above where United were. And is he going to, you know, can he do more with us? But it doesn't look any different. Yeah. It really doesn't.
I think what's interesting, he clearly alienates people quite quickly, doesn't he? So, and I get the whole Pogba thing, because, you know, Pogba's 50-50 for most people. But, you know, Gedson Fernandes, I don't really get, you know, I don't really get what his position is, first of all. And why not bring on Sessegnon for 10 minutes, 20 minutes on the left?
Yeah.
You know, he's a left winger. I think Ndombele must sit there. Well, put it this way, if Ndombele doesn't play at all against West Ham and he sits as a sub, he must think, what am I doing? Like, what, you know?
If we don't get a result against West Ham, if Ndombele sits on the bench and we don't get a result against West Ham, you know, serious questions. But again, it's hard, because we don't want to be too critical.
No.
But then again, we've got to air our opinions. And what's the big thing at the moment? Oh, well, I'm not allowed to air my opinions because this, that and the other. Well, we're airing our opinions. And it's just confusing, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we want to support Tottenham because that's who we support. We supported Pochettino. We had a go at him when he was bad, which it was for the last, you know, 6 months, particularly away from home. But he got us to a Champions League. So all the while you're going, you know, this is awful. We haven't won away. You know, our league form wasn't good, but he still got us into the top four, probably because of the other teams. All the while you're going, however, we are in the semi-final of the Champions League. So you're always, you know, trying to be positive in that way. You know, with Mourinho, we why aren't we playing on Saturday and Sunday? Because we played soppy goalkeeper and we got knocked out by Norwich in the FA Cup. I thought that was Jose's big thing, cups.
Yeah.
That was the big game. So you'd say, okay, didn't do that when in the league and we've kind of stagnated in the league, but his big thing is cups. We have Norwich at home who had no interest in the game whatsoever, and they're almost embarrassed that they won the game and they're playing this weekend and we're not.
Yeah, look, it's right. And as I say, we don't want to be coming across as if we're moaning after one game, being back after lockdown, but I think we genuinely need to be worried. And just come back on the Ndombele thing, I tweeted out after the game, actually after West Ham's performance on Saturday night, and I said, look, if we don't beat this West Ham team on Tuesday night and with style, you know, there's something seriously wrong. And if Ndombele doesn't start this game or doesn't get on this game, to me, then it's saying that he's finished. Mm. You know, is he Mourinho's new Pogba? You know, that something's gone on with, and you know, the guy's just going to go, and he's just going, like, there's no point even playing the guy.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, every time,
again, if he doesn't start, and we're 2-0 up,
yeah,
or even 2-0 down, or whatever the score is, if he doesn't get on the pitch, then I think there's serious problems. I mean, if we're 2-0 up, he might say, right, we don't 2-3-0 up. He might say, right, we'll save him for next Thursday, or because there are, if you look at the fixtures, although we're not playing at the weekend, it does go bang, 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 bang after that, doesn't it?
Yeah,
like every game every 3 days. But
yeah, honestly, but the guy needs to play, because this has been the big thing about him, that you know, he came over, he hasn't been fit since he joined, he's had these so-called injury problems. So to me, that's why the perfect time was even to bring him on for the last 15 minutes against United.
Yeah.
And that's what worried me, especially a player like him.
Yeah.
You know, every time we watch him, he's quality.
He brought Gedson on for Lamella. And I think he was all right. But again, you know, I can see what you're saying. Why isn't Ndombele coming on? Lo Celso came on as well. Not very much happened. You know, I'm looking at the highlights and I'm thinking, apart from the Sun header, what happened after that? Look, we can sort of bang on about it, but I think it's a bit boring. Should we move on to the West Ham game?
But just quickly, Steve, I think there, just a few other little things. I know you want to move on, but I thought Lloris was good.
Well, no, not if you've got something interesting to say.
Yeah, but I thought Lloris played his made some great saves.
Talking about the game, go on, Doogie, what?
No, I thought Lloris was fantastic. I thought Lloris was really good.
Yeah.
And I thought, actually, Dyer could be okay in that position. Mm. But he could be okay.
Do you know what I was thinking about Dyer? I was listening to a lot of really good interviews over the last few weeks on The Last Word on Spurs. And they were interviewing a lot. They've interviewed a lot of players who had problems at Spurs, who we don't see as fan favourites. But they were brilliant interviews and really honest. And honestly, I changed my mind about quite a few of them because I thought they were just such genuine, nice guys. But the big one was Dean Austin, who was injured so much. And it just wasn't publicised, probably because we didn't have Sky Sports News at the time. You know, and you had to call Spurs Club Call, you know, secretly without letting your mum know. You know, Dean Austin was injured the whole time. But practically after his first couple of seasons, is that you know, with Dyer, we know he has had injury problems, but I wonder if Dyer sort of really had bad injury problems, and he's managed to get himself sorted over these last few weeks because of, you know, appendicitis and then all sorts of muscle injuries, and he did look awful. But I thought he looked before, but I thought he was good against Man United.
I thought he looked fit.
And if he plays a few more games like that, he might then come out and say, "Yep, hold my hands up. I've been 50% for the last since I came back from the appendicitis thing." And then going forward, he'll go back to the Eric Dyer he was 4 years ago. Do you remember when he smashed the ball in against Russia? Mm-hmm. And he was like brilliant, wasn't he, for England? I mean, anything else you want to say about the Man United game or anything that pops up?
Just last thing. I think we've also got to remember, we've lost the last six or seven. They're unbeaten in 12. So actually, if we'd have nicked a 1-0, it would have been a good result.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
100%. A decent result at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely was. Like a draw, I think, for those last 10 minutes, I was praying for the draw after they scored. You know, and obviously that referee, how he even thought that was another penalty. Thank goodness for VAR to help us on that one anyhow. But and again, there's another thing. Actually, when they did score, we actually went at them again a wee bit.
Mm.
You know, not that we created anything major, but we actually had a bit of a go.
Yeah.
And you're sitting going, you know, that's what we wanted. Like, we're Spurs fans. We want to see us go for it. Do you know what I mean? If we had lost that game 2-1, but they put in a real battle, and second half they really, you know, created another 4 or 5 good chances and had a real go to say, look, we want 3 points tonight. You know, we would have probably went, oh, flip's sake. But there was nothing. There was nothing. Like, we needed to win that game, you know, and we're now under big pressure with West Ham and Sheffield United coming up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. West Ham then, so Lloris in goal. You know, Aurier gave the ball away when Lloris made that great save. And I can't remember very much else that he did. You know, we know he can be brilliant. We know he can be absolutely dog awful. But have we got another right back?
No, thanks, sir. No.
Do we go with three at the back and play with wing backs in a way? Could Gedson play? Is Gedson right?
I think Gedson's a number 10, but he doesn't play there. But
yeah. Are we keeping with Lamella, or are we bringing Ali in? Tell us what you think.
Yeah, I expect to see a lot of changes. Yeah. To be honest with you, I would like to see. Well, obviously, Lloris. I think Aurier has to. I like Serge. We talked about this before. I actually quite like him. But when we're attacking, whenever we're going forward, I think Toby has to come back into the team. I was really surprised he didn't play.
For Sanchez?
I would keep Dyer in. I was really impressed with Dyer.
He made that mistake.
His confidence as well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, his confidence. If he's out, then what you're saying is don't make one single mistake, otherwise keep Dyer in.
Yeah. I'd like to see, I think we'll see Toby back in, maybe alongside Dyer. You might even see Vertonghen playing left, at the left back position there, you know, for Davies.
Yeah.
I'd love to see, I think Ndombele has to start the game. And bring Lo Celso in as well. I'd start the two of those.
Would you? You wouldn't play Sissoko and Ndombele together?
Possibly. But I think he might go with those two in, Ndombele, Lo Celso, and then he'll have Ali, Son, Kane, and Sissoko. I think Sissoko played to need that more right-sided sort of midfielder covering Serge Aurier.
Yeah,
if you remember, so he might put him back in there.
He could do that. Leaves Bergwijn and Mora on the bench. You drop in Bergwijn after he scored.
I wouldn't, but I think he's got a niggle. There was something happened there.
Or you could say to him, "Look, you did well. You scored the goal, but we're going to rotate a little bit." I suppose you could do that.
Well, here you could actually drop Son or Kane. To be honest with you, because the two of them done nothing.
Yeah.
But I think Wolves was a great example where they kept Traore until they kept him till 15 minutes to go, didn't they?
Yeah.
Get their speedster, which we could do. But I think the issue that what Mourinho does is he sets his teams up to outwit the teams we play. So he set that team up against United to stop them. What he doesn't do, he doesn't set a team up to go at teams. He's defensive minded, isn't he? So he looks at it tactically and think, well, what do I need to stop them from scoring, which is why he played Sanchez, because he needed some pace. What he should do is say, actually, what's my best team and go at them? But you're right, he could really. Serge is a better wing back, and Sessegnon is a better wing back, so he could play Toby and could play five. Mm-hmm. But again, Toby signs a new contract and then he doesn't pick him.
Yeah.
And he hasn't really picked him since.
No. Did we mention Lamella? Because I thought he played well against Man United and we're all desperate for him to do well. Or are we saying, no, you had your chance, he was all right, but actually go and sit on the bench?
See, realistically, he was okay and he showed that typical Lamella fire and a bit of battle. But he had two major chances in that game to play through two very, very simple balls, in my opinion. And he couldn't do it. And to be honest, he was cracking me up. And Christopher was watching the game with me and my son, and we were sitting, and he was just totally against Lamella even being on the pitch. And I was sort of going, no, look, he gives us a bit of fight and he gives us a bit of fire. And then those, and I went, you know what? If Lo Celso had been on, or maybe, you know, with Dele Alli, they'd have probably found that pass.
Yeah.
And to me, Lamella, I would have him on the bench. He can come on there to maybe upset a few people. If you're winning 2-1 or 2-0 and you want someone to put in that last 15-minute sort of grind, but I wouldn't start with him in this game. I really wouldn't. And West Ham, if Mourinho has to sit after watching them against Wolves and worry about them attacking us, you know, there's definitely something wrong because they were poor. The only thing I ever worry about West Ham is Antonio. He's always fit when they play Spurs.
Yeah.
And he always scores against Spurs. See the rest of the year, you never hear of that guy.
I think you're right.
I just had a thought, right? It's David Moyes versus Jose Mourinho.
The old United man.
Oh God, is this the most going to be the most boring game ever?
No, on
Lamela, Colin, I'm the same as you. I don't think he's good. I think what he does, he looks like he's trying, and therefore we think, oh great, Lamela, but actually he can't pass, he can't score, he can't play that number 10 role. He had two or three chances he slipped, and he didn't slip them in. So actually what we like about him is his effort.
Yeah.
Anything else, he's been the same Lamela for 5 years.
And he shouldn't be the effort. He should be the flamboyant player. That's what every other club thinks. Lamela, he's a flamboyant trickster, isn't he? Yeah. No, not really. He's more of a Scott Parker.
Well, he's another one that suffers from, he hasn't got a position. So where does he play? Where's his best position?
I was trying to work this other out the other night during the game with Christopher, and I should have googled it. How long has he been with us? When did Gareth Bale leave? And he was one of the
5 years.
Seven years, isn't it?
2013-14. Yeah,
7 years.
Yeah.
So the way I'm looking at that, how is that guy still there after 7 years? Because he's been injured for five of them.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So you wonder. Obviously, he was given a new contract. You know, during this, you know, who makes these decisions at the club?
He's a training player, isn't he? He's brilliant in training.
Yeah. And I think he's probably easy to manage. He's very likeable. He gives 100%. But actually, he's done one thing, which was the Rabona, and that was it, wasn't it? I think that's all he's ever done.
Hey, the last 3 weeks, 3 months, all we've heard is Kane's going. That game could have done us a favour. Because he was so awful, it could be.
Yeah,
good.
But there's two things. There's two things
Colin's
you know
left.
About.
Harry. Where's that, Colin gone?
Oh, I'm back. I don't know what happened.
But there's two. Okay, right. Two things about Harry Kane. One, he gets injured every season, and he misses 10 games. And two, when he comes back, he takes 4 games. You know, every time England, we throw him back in, he's useless. Champions League final, we throw. You know, he takes 4 games, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's so.
I think he touched the ball 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and how deep was he?
Oh.
But, that's what I'm always saying. People say, oh, yeah, at the end of the season, he's going to look at it and he'll want to go. Well, you can want to go, but are these teams going to look at him and go,
yeah, he's a we'll top player. He's a top player.
Yeah. I'm not so sure. Yeah, he's a brilliant player, but I don't know if these top teams are going to want him if he keeps putting in performances like that.
Yeah. Well, he's only back. I think
the only thing was,
people said, you know, he's been out for six, hasn't played for 6 months. Pogba hadn't played for over 9 or 10 months.
Yeah.
And did you see him warming up at half time?
He
was busting to get on. Whether it was the wee bit of the Mourinho factor for him as well.
Sometimes I think with Kane, just get yourself up top. Stop doing all this dropping back to get yourself right up top. Be a nuisance. But like, you know, just insider knowledge is that he wants to be involved in everything and he wants to play every single minute of the game. He should have come off, actually.
Yeah.
70 minutes, he should have come off. You know, use the excuse that, he needs to get match fit and do that. But, and then put Son up front and go on, you've done nothing this game. Prove yourself, otherwise you won't be playing the next game. So I've got no problem with being a bit harsh on these players, but again, you can't really see what's going on. Kane does nothing in the whole game, but he plays the whole game, and you're like, where's the management from Jose Mourinho? I mean, I've been told that he's very, Pochettino was incredibly meticulous, and Jose's free and easy. Well, can we have the meticulous Jose back, please? Because this free and easy, everybody's mate Jose Mourinho, I'm not liking it.
Yeah, and I don't want to be overcritical, but another player that I also look at now, and I think where is Harry Winks?
Yeah.
Now I don't get the Harry. I don't get it. I don't get what he does and what he gives us.
Yeah.
And that's quite critical.
I agree. And again, this has nearly turned out into a criticised Spurs night.
No.
It shouldn't be because of the break. But, you know, I agree. Like, again, I hate saying it. I watched Chelsea yesterday. I know they were playing Aston Villa. Did you watch them in the first half?
Yeah.
Some of the football they played was outstanding. Mm. And I'm looking at players in there going, we don't have that.
No.
You know, realistically, if we want to be a top team, we need rid of most of these players.
Yeah.
Like, Harry Winks wouldn't start week in, week out for Chelsea.
Well, do we need rid of them or do they need to be coached? Oh. I mean, that's another big question, but, you know.
I think at the stage, these guys know you can't coach them anymore. You know, they have to know these basics.
Let's leave it on this, right? They've all, two things, right? They've all played that first game. Every podcast, I think, is going to criticise them, apart from the ones that, you know, that are so stubborn. They're like, no, give Jose time. It's all Enoch's fault. It's all Levy's fault. It's all Poch's fault. And we know which podcast they are, right? We look at both sides of it and we're trying to work it all out, okay? And so we'll give them, we'll stop there because I think, you know, we can analyse it to death and it's, as I say, it's boring. So we'll see what happens with the West Ham game. We'll come back again next week and discuss it all. But what I was going to say is the one saving grace is that Arsenal are even worse than us.
Yeah.
Did you watch the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen? Right, AFTV, and if you want to laugh, watch it next time. It's the six main people all in a classroom watching the screen, which is where the video is. So you're watching them all watching. They're all every word is a "see you next Tuesday" and F bombs all over the place. It's absolutely disgusting, actually, the way that these grown men speak. Right, then. When they score, right, so forget about the two goals that Brighton scored, which was hilarious, their reaction. You watch their reaction when they score their goal. You've got blokes from the age of, I don't know what, 35 to 65, and they are shouting and screaming like they've just won the World Cup. And I know I like to jump around and scream, but it is unbelievable the way they celebrate that Pepe goal. Oh, my goodness. So yeah, go and have a look at it because it is, what an embarrassment.
Yeah.
If I was associated with Arsenal, I would say stop that now. That is awful. Do your soppy interviews and swear all you like after the game, but get rid of that because that was awful. Do you see it?
But that's the only good thing is that if we think we've got problems, my gosh, they've got big problems, haven't they? God, dearie me. So that's the only good thing.
Right, Carl, what do you want to say? Last thing.
It's been the only thing to cheer me up all over the weekend since Friday night. It's been brilliant. So it has. But look, I say, tried not to slag too much off tonight. But I think you're right, Steve, on what you said earlier. I think it just shows you how we're all confused at the minute. We're really confused at where we are as a team. You know, I think we're all slightly worried. Is this the Mourinho way? Is this the way it's going to be? Yeah. So I think that's where it's coming from, you know, when we're talking about things like this. But, you know, look, in a way, I'd sort of written this season off. And I think coming back now, it's so difficult for everybody. You know, obviously, there's no supporters in the ground. I think the away games, the factor is gone. You know, like, I don't know about you, but that's the first time I've ever watched us play Man United. And I didn't actually feel that worried because it didn't really feel like a real game. If you know what I mean, West Ham tomorrow night, and we know it's always the cup final. You know, without their fans and our fans there, I think it'll be quite a comfortable game, hopefully, for us. But I think tomorrow night tells a lot. It really, really does.
I don't think you can give Jose a free pass just because he's coming halfway through the season. You know, he's coming halfway through the season for a reason. Harry Redknapp came in and turned it around. He was absolutely brilliant. One day Ramos, you can say, came in and turned it around.
Yeah.
You know, and it faded badly for him. But, you know, Josie's come in. We wanted a turnaround. We did go up the table a little bit. Now we've slipped a little bit. We've gone out of all the cups. And, obviously, we went out to Colchester under Poch, but we've limped pathetically out of the Champions League and out of the FA Cup. You can say it's due to injuries, whatever, but there was nothing there, really. And again, here's what I'll say. I hope I'm wrong, but look at the next two fixtures, West Ham and Sheffield United. Are we going to be sitting here in 10 days' time going, no, we were wrong. What a great couple of games and we're right back in it. Or are we going to be sitting here going, I'm still confused. I don't get, you know, we might even get a couple of 1-0 wins, but are we going to be sitting here going, I don't know. What do you reckon, Cole? Are we going to be, you know, foot in our mouths going, we got it all wrong? Or are we going to be, no, I don't get what's going on? What do you reckon, Cole?
I really don't know. I honestly think we will be still sitting like this,
yeah,
going, what is going on? I can't see us winning both games. I really can't.
No.
I don't know if I can see us winning many games here between now and the end of the season.
What do you reckon, Doogie?
Well, I think, look, I've always said I'll give Mourinho a transfer window and 8 games of the new season.
Yeah.
So anything until then is I just want to see us. I just don't understand what we're all about. So I want to see what we're about.
Yeah.
And I'm the same as you. I don't, you know, 2 years ago, I used to watch the games and think, you know, we're going to win this, and we won it. You haven't got a clue who's going to turn up. You haven't got a clue how we're going to play. Yeah. But I would like to think we're good enough to beat West Ham. And I've watched the 2 Sheffield United games, and they don't look good. Like, they've struggled, and we should be good enough to beat them. So I think we've got to go out and get 6 points. But I'm like, yeah, it's just uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah.
And that's not, you know, we've had 5 years of really enjoying it, and it's just not good to watch.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And the 3 of us all wanted Jose in. I mean, I know you didn't too much, Doogie, but me and Cole, definitely. We've talked about it for years, saying if Jose's available, definitely we'll have him. And it's kind of like, he's not been that good. I mean, come on. Where's the Jose? Where's Nasty Jose 1-0 wins?
You know, it's because of the squad. We know why he's not good, because he's not good. The same reason Poch wasn't good at the end, because the squad's not good enough.
With a lot of
mediocre players, and I think we've signed a lot of mediocre players.
I think everybody's
got
a lot of mediocre players, though, Cole.
They do, Steve. But if you look at Wolves, for example, and there are a lot of unknown players.
Yeah.
You know, obviously this guy picked out of Portugal. You know, a lot of Portuguese players. But you know, you look at this guy's obviously coached them.
Yeah.
You know, to play his style of football, play entertaining football. You know, you're telling me we don't have the quality that you know, we should still be playing with some kind of style with the players that are there.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, you watch the Wolves game, Colin, and they know exactly what they're doing the minute they go out there. They know exactly what they're doing, their formation, their tactics, and it starts with that, you know, with Cody Connor. They're a good side. He's a good coach, isn't he? But he coaches them. He tactically coaches them.
We'll have him at Spurs then, shall we?
He was a man that I would have liked to have got the Spurs. you know, 100%. But, you know, even another thing, do you notice the way they do their warm-up when they come back out after half-time?
Yeah, they do a little thing with the cones, don't they? While everyone else is just walking out slowly.
Yeah, and everybody might look at that and go, do you know what? But do you know what? That's clever.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting them out. They're running around their cones. They're doing a few 10-yard sprints. It's probably almost like a mindset for them, right?
Yeah.
We're back out, you focus in, and that's them ready to go. I just think everything about them is brilliant. I love watching Wolves.
We are never ready straight after half-time.
No.
Gary Neville said it a few years ago, didn't he? He said, Spurs, they're never ready. And they have to grow into the game.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
And one last thing on that there with Sky. How fast, I know everybody's put it, there wasn't a Spurs fan in the place. Do you know what I mean? Like, where was even Jermaine Genus?
Yeah.
You know, with Everett and Keane, and then with Gary Neville. Did you see the bit with Gary Neville on the replay with Son? I think he was just about to say, and watch this, but Son kicked the player. And then he actually had to stop himself and go, actually, he didn't do anything.
Mm.
I'm just going, how fast is this? You know, it's so frustrating to watch.
And actually, sorry, finally, Colin, we've actually let Son off a little bit lightly, because, again, he was another one.
Yeah, done nothing.
So I think we'll give them that.
In the army or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And
knock him out. So, look, I'm going to go for a 3-1.
Oh.
I'm going to go for a 3-0. Son to score first, Harry Kane to get the second, and Lamella to get the third. Yeah!
I'm going to go 1-0.
Oh.
Antonio 1-0. With the goal.
Yes, Antonio, yes. We'll scrape a 1-0. We'll score in about the 76th minute.
Yeah. All right.
Last thing. I think the West Ham game will show us more about Spurs than the Man United game, because this is our second game. We'll learn more about the about us.
All right, boys.
Cheers, boys.
Come on, you Spurs.
See you later, boys.